This is Ted Kennedy. Elizabeth Dole resigned as Secretary of Transportation in the Reagan cabinet. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off, and he'll have a chance to explain why he got to keep his job while she had to give up hers. Bob, your White House ambitions got a boost the other day when Elizabeth Dole resigned as Secretary of Transportation to devote more time to your presidential campaign. Mrs. Dole said she found it curious, and a lot of women agree, that she was the one who had to give up her job for the campaign while you still get to keep your job as Senate Republican leader. Elizabeth Dole had an important and challenging job at the Transportation Department, Bob, especially with the problem of air safety, but she did it well, and she served longer than any cabinet secretary in the department's history. It's too bad, Bob, that the far-right Dole instead of the right Dole is running for president.
Ted, you've got a lot to learn about the Doles, and I have a special guest to tell you all about it.
Ted, this is Elizabeth Dole. Bob and I are a team, and we've enjoyed sharing the challenges and rewards of public service. In joining him on the campaign trail, I'm putting down one cause to take up another, and it's my choice. You see, I happen to believe that Bob Dole will be the next president of the United States, and I welcome the opportunity to tell the American people why the Bob Dole I know should be president. He has what it takes to be the leader of the free world. Bob's been tested as a combat veteran of World War II, as a leader on Capitol Hill, and as a champion for rural America and the disadvantaged. Ted, I'll still have a stake in the nation's highways, going coast to coast with a message. Bob Dole for president.
This is Senator Bob Dole. No doubt about it, Elizabeth is a tough act to follow. So I'll just close by saying, tune in tomorrow as Ted Kennedy and I face off again on the Mutual Broadcasting System.